This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Besides the Northrop news that Scott Tong was telling us about earlier and the Rite Aid Walgreens deal, there is another corporate acquisition of note today. IBM is going to buy the data and digital assets that power weather.com because, as Marketplace Sally Herships reports, the data in weather reports are worth a whole lot more than just letting you know if you should pack an umbrella.
Every morning, millions of Americans wake up, check their work email, and then look at the weather report.
It is so essential to our daily life. I often show people the front page of the newspaper above the fold.
Molly McCauley is with Resources for the Future, a think tank in Washington, D.C.
The weather information is there on that very, very valuable above the fold real estate in our very newspapers.
That's because McCauley says while you and I are trying to decide whether we should bring an umbrella to work, companies around the world use the same data to make critical investment decisions.
Can the bridge withstand a certain type of freeze-thaw cycle that stresses out our building materials? Trucking industry needs to know, do I need to use tarps today or not?
Drug companies want to know what allergy season will be like in the spring. Weather data is free from the National Weather Service, but McCauley says there are weather consultants for specific industries, like Chris Hyde with MDA Weather Service. So who's calling you for information?
Farmers, retailers, research analysts, traders.
Hyde says the value of weather data can go up to the billions. Just one utility company could pay thousands of dollars a month for hourly weather reports. Imagine it's summer, and your utility company needs to provide enough power to run all the air conditioners in a small city.
If you're off by a certain hour, that costs them money as far as accuracy goes.
And Hyde says, speaking of weather data accuracy, if you're in the Northeast tonight, bring an umbrella. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.